He says here, "Hey John, I approached a really good looking girl today on the street after replaying your social anxiety video 10 times the night before. She said no, she had a boyfriend, but it honestly wasn't even that bad. I felt good after, but I still know it will take a ridiculous amount of approaches for me to not give a shit, even if people are watching and get dates. Do you know any specific amount of approaches it takes to get comfortable doing it? And do you have any methods for me to not give up like a bitch? I would appreciate it if you could make a video on this. Thanks." Okay, so I am making a video on this. So you want to get to the point where you can approach women and you're not afraid. You don't care who's in front of you doing it, and you're gonna be able to be successful, just do this at will. How do you get to that point? How many approaches is it gonna take? All right, so here's the first thing that you need to understand in order to solve this problem for good, all right, is that it's all about the mindset of deciding how you interpret situations, right? So why are you afraid, okay? Why do you care if other people see you doing it? Why are you afraid to do it at all? Why do you have approach anxiety? The answer is because your belief system is that you're trying to attract this girl, you're trying to get a positive response from her, and if you don't, you fail and it's embarrassing. That's the viewpoint that you have, right? Now, there's a little technique that I use that you can employ right now today and change your life, which is, I call it a context switch. Let me give you an example. One time I had a friend of mine and he was afraid to go on roller coasters. I used to be afraid to go on roller coasters. I've done a video talking about this and how to overcome your fears. In fact, if you want to learn how to overcome your fears, go check out the Bulldog Mindset membership. I have a lesson that you can watch right now and you can learn right now how to overcome your fears, flying, roller coasters, talking to girls, everything that you have in your life that's a fear. You can watch this video today, joining the membership, $7 for the first month trial, and solve that problem for good. So go check that link out if you have a problem with fear at all. Okay, now this guy, he was afraid of roller coasters, and I had a friend of mine with me, and he was having some second thoughts. He didn't want to go on this crazy roller coaster we're going to go on. So I told the first friend that I was completely afraid of roller coasters. I said, look, this other guy, he's nervous, all right? You know, he really wants to conquer this fear. He really wants to go on. Can you sort of coach him through this, right? And help him to, you know, get on this roller coaster and to get over this fear. Now, I said this very well knowing that my other friend was afraid, but he was trying to not show it. So what ended up happening was that he stopped thinking about his own fear. Instead, he started thinking about how he could coach this guy and how he could help him. And by doing that context switch and viewing the goal, see, the goal wasn't now for him to ride the roller coaster and to face that fear. Instead, the goal was for him to show how much of a cool guy he is, how much of an authority he is, how influential he is, how much ability he has to influence other people and to coach them. And so he was acting as coach. I put him in the role of coach. And so he coached the other guy through the roller coaster experience. He didn't even really need it, but because he felt important, because he felt that context switch, and that was his new goal, his new objective, and it wasn't overcoming the fear, he was able to get on the roller coaster and he didn't even think about his fear at that point, or hardly ever, right? So the whole point of this is that you do this context switch, we switch the goal. And this is what I tell my coaching clients, and it works amazingly. You will see the magic of this if you apply this. All you have to do is this, is change the result that you're looking for, the outcome. Instead of trying to get the girl's number, instead of trying to get the girl to go home with you, instead of trying to get a positive response to her, your whole goal, your whole objective right now, when you go and you approach a good looking girl, is that you just want to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation and force yourself to endure it. If you put yourself in uncomfortable situations repeatedly and you force yourself to endure those situations, you will become stronger in all areas of your life and you will overcome fears. You will become a less fearful person and a more courageous person. So the objective is switching. It seems like a simple trick, but all we're doing is we're switching the objective from having a positive result from this girl, which you can't control, to something you can control, which is put yourself in an uncomfortable situation. So if you start thinking about that, when you're like, okay, I need to put myself in as many uncomfortable situations as possible, then you see an opportunity, okay? Then you see a girl, she's standing at the bus stop, there's a bunch of people around, you want to go and talk to her. If you're in your normal mode, you're like, oh shit, I'm scared because I'm gonna look like an idiot, and what am I gonna say? And what if she rejects me in front of all these people? And I'll wait, this is not a good time. But if you have your context switch, if you're thinking, all right, I need to make myself feel uncomfortable, then you see this as an opportunity. You're like, oh, there's a girl that busts up, there's a bunch of people around. It'll be so awesome if I go up to her and start talking to her and all these people see me. I'm gonna be so nervous, it's gonna be so embarrassing, it's gonna make me so uncomfortable. This is awesome. This is a great opportunity to practice this, to do this, and to grow as a person. So that's the key of it. Again, guys, if you want to learn how to overcome your fears, you want to learn how to take girls on a date, you want to learn how to make them unbelievably wild with desire, I have it all in the Bulldog Mindset membership lessons every single week, plus finances, all right, fitness, how to get the best physique, how to become retired and to build a business, all those things, plus a huge community of men. Join now. And like I said, that video on fear, it's in there in the membership. Go check it out. I'll see you on the next live stream.